Zeche Nishmas Avi Mari Yaakov Yisrael Pichas, Zeche Nishmas Daniel Shein, Abbas Yeshua Falak. Okay, Rabosai, today's shiur is going to be one shiur on Inyanei Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and, instead of having the regular Halacha shiur and then the Parsha shiur, this week there's no Parsha, so I'm just going to give this packet. Okay. And then I will wish everyone a Ksiv of Chasima Tova. Okay. We know one of the famous mizmorim that we say during Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is the Kapitel Chof Dalet. Right? But David, Mizmor Hashem Aretz Umlo Tevo V'Yoshveva. And one of the famous psukim there is Mi Ale V'Har Hashem U'Mi Yokum Imkom Kocho. So, what is this double lashon? Mi Ale V'Har Hashem U'Mi Yokum Imkom Kocho. Seems like the same idea. Who's gonna go up in the Har Hashem, and me? Who's gonna stand up in the Mokom Kocho? What is the repetition? So the Al Sheikh HaKadosh in his Perush Rome Moskel on Sefer Tehillim on page 2 then page 3 Pasuk Gimel writes like this. He says that he Acher Hanachas Chiddush HaOilim Bavidabel Hashros HaShchina V'Omar Mi Ale B'Har Hashem Lomar al yetsa otok mi pi ish le dabev lomar im lo otzu yisbar chageshem asher lo olam hashofel mi livrob oso lamo yoshav lo kimo al oretz ki im al hashamayim v'gam im yishra shchinoso lo yatmik yini hacharbonus. He says Hashem often brings the shchina, but then it goes away. It doesn't. You have the Shechina, and then it lo yatmid. It doesn't continue. Ki inyan hacharbonos, just like when you had the Churban HaBayis, and the Bayis Rishon, and the Bayis Sheni. We have a base of Mikdash, then it gets destroyed. It doesn't continue. Ki hinei du'u eifo, ki hakol tolei b'schus haroi la'ashros ha'shechina b'sochum b'schuso. In other words, it depends on the schus. If the schus of the person that the Shechina is coming down for, he has a schus, so then it'll stay. Ki alo yesh shnei b'nei odom shebizchusom shor al oretz be'etzem. He says the two types of people who have the schus that the Shechina should come down on their behalf. El harishon bilti masmid la'olam. One type of person has the roi to have the Shechina come down, but it doesn't stay. Achasheni masmid, v'heim Avram shebeschuso bayis rishon, v'Yaakov shebeschuso hashlishi. He says the first base of mikdash was beschus Avraham, and the third base of mikdash is going to be beschus Yaakov. Ki hasheni lo yaskirenu ki lo ba melech hakoved be'etzem, because in the second base of mikdash there wasn't really full shechina in the second base of mikdash. Right, that's one of the things the Gemara says that you didn't have in the second Beis HaMikdash. You didn't have really the full Hashros HaShechina there. So the first Beis HaMikdash brought down the Shechina, but it was temporary. And the third Beis HaMikdash is going to bring back the Shechina. Ki Hashedi lo yizkirene, ki lo bo melech hakovod be'etzem, ki lo yobo oron v'shar hadal advarim. Rishon achel v'omer, mi aleh b'har Hashem, hu Beis HaMikdash HaRishon. That Mi Yale B'Har Hashem is the first base of Mikdash. Hanikra Har Hashem. U'Mi Yale Bo Eichus Nafsho Ola V'Shor Bo Im Hashchin Al Hachzik B'Zchus Al Shor Zu. V'Zo Tikra Aliyah B'Alma. In other words, the first base of Mikdash, there was an Aliyah B'Alma. In other words, the Shechina came, but it didn't stay. But the Shechina didn't the Shechina didn't stay. It didn't stay. So what about? So that's Mi Alev Har Hashem. V'alashlishi Hu Yaakov Omer Mi Yokom Shikima Atzmois Hu Masmedes. So the third base of Mikdash, not only there's going to be a Shechina, but it's going to be permanent. It's not going to be just temporary. So that's what it's mean. Mi Alev Har Hashem, who could cause the Shechina to come down in Har Hashem? But who could have it come down permanently? So that's the first base of Mikdash, Avram Avinu. He was able to have the Shechina come down, but temporarily. But Yaakov Avinu is permanent. V'alashlishi hu Yaakov omar miyokom shikima atzmois u'masmedes makom shol yikra har ki b'makom kodshel ki az gadol yeh kovar habayis har hu har achron ki yeh ruchani v'kodesh ma'od al ken yikra makom kodshel k'loma yesh anoshim miyuchodim l'chol hashroas hashchina ba'aretz b'shnei hazmanim ba'ofen shemash ha'teodor b'yesh hazmanim imki im al ha'adar z'chuz lo al hayos k'mozar lo olam, etc. So that's the idea that they're going to be. There's some people like Rav Yitzchak Cohen always says in the Musar Shmuz, a person can be inspired one day and then he stops. But then there's another person, that's Miyalev Har Hashem, as Rabbi Cohen said. Miyokom Bimkom Kocho, as Rabbi Cohen said, is a person who's always there, always goes to shul, always is learning, always it's a permanent thing. So these are the two madregas, Miyalev Har Hashem. That's referring to the Beis Hamikdash HaRishon, that because of Avram Avinu, the Shechina came down, but it was temporary. Umi Yokom Bimkom Kodsho is the third Beis Hamikdash, where there's going to be a permanent Hashras HaShechina. The second Beis Hamikdash is not mentioned because there was no full Hashras HaShechina on that Beis Hamikdash. And this idea, Rabosai, is the idea of tshuva. Because if you look in the Rambam on page 4, he says, "Mahu atshuva hu sheyozov achote chetav yasir mimachshavoso v'igmar beliba shelo yasel od shenema yozov rashadarko chay nisnachem al sheover shenema ki achrei shuvi nichamti v'yoid olav yodea talumos shelo yoshuv lezeh hachet la'olam." In other words, the ikar tshuva is that a person, Hashem could testify about this person that he has so much remorse and he did full tshuva that it's going to be permanent. The tshuva is going to be permanent. It's not going to be something that he's going to flip back. It's going to be a permanent tshuva. Yogid olav yodeh talumos. So it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows all the secrets, is going to be able to give edus on this person Shalo Yoshuv Lezeh HaChet La'olam. And that's the Madrega, like Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen always says, Umi Yokum. It's not just the Mi Yale B'Har Hashem, but it's Mi Yokum Bimkom Kodesh. And it's interesting, we know there's a famous Gemara in Yuma, on Pei Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara says, "Amareish Lokish Gdola Tshuva Shezedonos Nasad Lokish Gogos." We know that there's two types of tshuva. There's tshuva that, what the Gemara is going to say later, tshuva me'ava and tshuva me'ira. Tshuva me'ava, tshuva me'ira, the sins that were done b'mezid, are now going to be like a shoygig. But tshuva me'ava, the sins are going to become zchusim. Right? So that's what it says. Amar Shlosh Gedolot tshuva me'ish Zdonis Nasas Lo Kishkogos Shem Shuv Yisrael Hashem Lokecha. So the verse of Amr Yishlev Shekul Ol Shuv Yisrael Hashem Lokecha. So the Lokasha, Kan Me'avo Kan Me'ira. Kan Me'avo Kan Me'ira. So what's the chiluk? What's the chiluk between Shuvah Me'ava and Shuvah Me'ira? So the some of the Farshim write, you know what the chiluk is? The Yitav Lev. He says, and the it's a Chaim quotes the Yitav Lev. He says, you know what? Let me show you which page to look at. Here, take a look on page 31 in the Sefer Berech Moshe. Here's the Venira, the paragraph, the last paragraph on the left side on page 31. Venira, Shenaktim Divrei, known as Keni, Yitav Lev, but Mahus HaHefer should be Oved Meira or Oved Be'ava. He says, what's the difference between Oved Meira and Oved Be'ava? Ki Oved Ma'ava Yokum Amamado Bavodos Hashem Lo Yipol Mimenu. He says, the same difference that we're saying that's Mi'ale V'Hay Hashem, right? And we said that's the difference, because that miyale is temporary, miyokum is permanent, and that's the same difference over here. Because when you do something me'ava, it's going to stick with you. It's going to be miyokum. But if you do something miyira, so then it's not totally embedded in you. So then what? Then it's going to be just miyala. It's miyira. So it's temporary. Miyokum, that the Al-Sheikh says, that's the Bayi Shlishi, that's permanent. That's going to be la'olam v'ed. So that's the idea. That the reason why tshuva me'ava is stronger than tshuva miyira is because tshuva me'ava is permanent and tshuva miyira is temporary. Because if you only do something miyira, it's not really part of you. So then, you know, it's not going to necessarily be lasting. It's not necessarily going to be lasting. And that's what he writes over here on page 32, where the arrow is on the right side. Al pi divrei kodsho, yitoch lo mashur tamad ov tshuva miyira zdonos nasek kishkogos. Tshuva miyava zdonos nasek kishkogos. Ki ikar tshuva shi tshuva umikubel zmurul vnei hakol. What's the ikar tshuva? The ikar tshuva we just read in the Rambam. She yozov achet v'yasur m'machshovo v'yoyir olav yodeh taluma shalo yoshov l'zeh achet la'olam. Hashal ken tshuva miyira shu avodas aray v'fomim yipol hanofel mimenu. Because tshuva, if something is tshuva me'ava, you keep it. It's yours. So then you have a real kinyan. So then it's going to become zechuyos. It's going to become zechuyos. Because you have a kinyan on it. So that's the first thing we see today. The Al-Sheikh says the difference between Mi'ale v'Har Hashem and Mi'okom v'Kom Kocho. Mi'ale is Avram Avinu that brought down the Shechina for Bayis Rishon and was temporary. Mi'okom is Yaakov Avinu brought down the Shechina, is permanent. And the Ikar Tshuva is the Rambam says in Hilchot Tshuva, Yagir Olav Yodea Talumos She Yoshuv L'Chet Zeh La'olam. And Tshuva Me'ava, the Yitav Lev says, is a permanent Tshuva. Tshuva Meir is temporary, and that's how the Atzei Chaim explains that Tshuva Me'ava Nases Zechuyos, because since it's a permanent thing, it's It's different. That's why in the Beirich, in one of the Satmar Svarim, I think in the Rabbanan Teitelbaum Sefer, he writes a beautiful vort. He says, who's the one who's mechadish this chiluk between Tshuva Me'ava and Tshuva Me'ira? Is Reish Lakish. And Reish Lakish's shita is that kinyan peiros lavki kinyan haguf. In other words, if you own something, you own the actual thing that's yours, it's permanent. But if you only have a kinyan lazman, in other words, I let you have it, you own it for 10 days. So that's a kinyan peiros, the Rosh says in Sukkah. That's it, because it's permanent, it's temporary. And kinyan peiros is lavki kinyan haguf. Because if you own something temporary, it's not the same as you own something. So Reish Lakish, Dr. Satmar Rebbe, Rabbanan Teitelbaum, that Reish Lakish Lishitoso, the Reish Lakish who's making a chiluk between Tshuva Me'avas, Zonos Nasa Kizhuyos, and Tshuva Me'ira is not, is Reish Lakish Lishitoso, that Kinyan Peres is Lavki Kinyan Agufa, and the Rosh says in Sukkah that Kinyan Lizman is just a Kinyan Peiris. And Kinyan Peiris love Kinyan Guf. So it's not a real Kinyan. You don't own it. You don't own it totally. So if you don't own it totally, so then you're not going to be, it's not going to transfer into Zichuyos.
Oh. Also, Reish Lakish himself was the ultimate Baal Tshuva.
Yeah, Reish Lakish himself was the ultimate Baal Tshuva. Correct.
So his past didn't define who he was. He became a different person.
Right, exactly. Oh. So now let me show you another thing that's in the Satmar Rebbe Sefer, and he says like this. There are two types of tshuva meyira, that even though it's tshuva meyira, has the status of tshuva me'ava. So I'm going to show you something. Two types of tshuva meyira, that even though it's tshuva meyira, it still has the has the status of Tshuva Me'ava. And what is this? So I'm going to show you a fascinating vort from the Tzlach. The Tzlach has Mordechai, the Tzlach was the Nod of Yehuda. And the Nod of Yehuda has Mordechai Halacha and Mordechai Drush also. And the Nod of Yehuda says an unbelievable thing, a pshat in a Gemara in Brachas. Take a look at the Gemara Brachas Dalet Amud Beis on page 13. Says the Nod Yehuda, Amar Lazar Avina Godol Mashenemar B'Michoel Yosef B'Mashenemar B'Gavriel. That Godol, greater is what it said by Michoel, more than Gavriel. Dilu B'Michoel Ksi Vayof Elai Echad Manasrafim. Whereas Michael, one jump, he gets stuck on Baruch Hu. Il Gabriel Gavriel Ksiva Ish Gavriel Shariisi B'Chazon Schala Muaf Biaf. He twice Vayav, two jumps. It takes him two jumps to get to the Ribon Shalom. So Michael can do it in one jump, and what? And Gavriel in two jumps. So that's what the Gemara says here. Your name. Michal Echad. It's Tan Michal Ba'achas Gavriel B'Shtayim. Eliyahu Ba'arva Malcha Mavitz B'Shmona. U'V'Shas HaMegefa Ba'achas. So what's this idea that Michal in one jump gets to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Gavriel in two? So take a look. So this vort, the Tzlach is going to say the same idea, but in a different context. This vort is found in the Sefer Zichron Yoshua. Zichron Yoshua.
Chicky Borek?
What?
Chicky Borek? Who's that? Who's Muhammad?
Oh, I can't hear you.
Who is Yeshua?
here, Yeshua Heschel HaKoin of Bezna Kodesh Kopich. You see here, the sharp blot is on page 16. Sharp blot is on page 16. So take a look on page 18. Mura de Gavur. He says, the difference between Ulam, you see on page 18. Ulam, yesh lomar betiv shet sotku dvar vagdoshim behegdim divi atzlach, al divi chazal. Or maybe it is, say maybe it is in the tzlach. You have to see who, he's quoting the tzlach, so maybe it's in the tzlach already. Bimichol, could be he's quoting, just quoting the tzlach, okay. Bichoel is one jump. Gavriel is two. So the tzlach, no, Taket's in the tzlach, he says he's quoting it from the tzlach. He's quoting it from the tzlach. So he says that Michael is tshuva Mikael. Who is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Mikael. The greatness of Hashem. That's tshuva me'ava. When you see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's tshuva me'ava. Gavriel is the gvur of Hashem that he could punish. That's tshuva me'ira. So he says that if a person does tshuva once, but it's tshuva me'ava, that's the highest madrega. But if you can't do tshuva me'ava, you do tshuva me'ira, but you do it on a regular basis. You do it twice. So then that'll have a din like tshuva me'ava. So it's tshuva me'ira, in other words, you're not on that madrega, but you constantly do avodas Hashem because you're afraid that if you won't do it, you know, what'll happen to you. So you make sure to daven every day. So you're doing it multiple times. You have tshuva me'ira. But it's
Rebbe, sorry to interrupt. Can you please let whoever Avram Levitt called me? I think there might be people in the waiting room.
You have tshuva me'ira, but it's on a constant basis. It's two times. Gavriel is two times. Gavriel jumps twice, and he gets to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you tshuva me'ava, you do it. You have that tshuva with one jump, you're by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But tshuva me'ira is twice. And I thought maybe you could fit this in with the rush. The rush in Yevamos is a machlokes betray zimni have a chazaka or betla zimni have a chazaka. How many times do you need to make a chazaka? So the rush paskins, it depends. If it's a question of pikuach nefesh, like a person, chas v'sholem, he gemalt his son and he died, and then a second son died. So already twice the sons are dying, so it's chazaka two times. When it's not pikuach nefesh, like how many bugs do you have to find that there's a chazaka that's muchzak in bugs, so that's three times. But when it comes to pikuach nefesh, twice. So the same thing, a person wants to do tshuva to save his life, so even though he never did a full tshuva, but he's doing it on a constant basis, that's the mid of Gavriel. Gavriel is the Gavur of Hashem, it's the tshuva me'ira, because Hashem could punish. But if you're doing it, you're going to shul on a regular basis. Maybe you never got that madrega of Ava, you only have the madrega of Yira, but it's more than once, so that has a status like tshuva me'ava. Michael ba'achas, because Michael's mikakel is seeing the godless of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Michael ba'achas, Gavriel b'shnayim. Betray zim nechavi chazaka. So 1 second. So now I want to show you in the tzlach another word that the tzlach says. Yeah.
Yeah. Can Rebbe explain the Rush again and how it connects to
the Rush is saying that there's a machlokes of trei zimni havi chazaka betlos zimni havi chazaka. How many times is to make a chazaka? So we said, what's the difference between tshuva me'ava and tshuva me'ira? Because if it's me'ava, it's going to stick. So once you're in the madrig of tshuva me'ava, it's going to stick. But yira, it's not. But if you do yira multiple times, so then it's going to stick also. Because you get yourself into regilus. So that's why, b'michoel ba'achas, gavriel b'shtayim. Because the shtayim, once you have shtayim, then you have a chazaka. Betrays him to have a chazaka. We got to be pikuach nefesh, and that's gonna save the person beyond hadin.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
when you talk about doing tshuva twice, so with yira, so what are you doing? Is the you doing is twice? In other words, you were already mitcharet on the aveira. You already makir the chayin. You're not doing it in the future. So what does it mean to do it twice by yira?
Meaning you mischaret and you
but
you didn't
mischaret already. So what
right, but you didn't have a full. It wasn't a full.
I understand, but what are you doing twice? What are you doing twice?
You're having a charata and a kabbalah.
Yeah, but you already did it. So
right, but it was never. You're doing it again. You're mischaret again. You're having that feeling.
The beat I could hear.
Oh. So he says. So look in the Tzlachi on page 15. So he says a vort.
Obviously, he doesn't mean do tshuva miyira and then fall down again, and then tshuva miyira again.
No, it means that
tshuva miyira and stay, and then be vice of tshuva miyira.
Right, exactly. Right, but he never was margish the ava. And Michael,
right.
That's the midah. He's margish the ava. That'll stay forever. Okay. Oh. So in the sefer. Now let me show you something from the. It's on page 19. I meant to show you. What does it say on page 19? Zichron Yeshua. Shuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elkecha ki kashalta bavonecha. Kofel l'shogeg, avur umezid. Hal aliyesh osa tshuva nasa mimezid shogeg. So Shuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem Kashalta Bavonecha. Kashalta means you did. It becomes a shoygeg. Then it says. So if you did a Shuva Yisrael, you did Shuva, but you did it miyira. Then kikashalta becomes a shoygeg. Because Avon is mazed. Then it says, "Ku imochem dvarim v'shuvu al Hashem." That's the second time you do tshuva. Orapam, hagam shu rak miyira, ha'havish nei pa'omim, v'az omru alav kol tisa ovam v'kach tov. But once you did the tshuva miyira the second time, then ku imochem dvarim kol tisa ovam v'kach tov. So then your aveira became Zchuyos, because that's the idea that tshuva meyira twice has the status of what? Of tshuva me'ava. Because again, once you're doing it on a constant basis, then that you reach the tshuva me'ava. So even though you never reach the tshuva me'ava, but what's the point of tshuva me'ava? It's that it's going to stick. That's what the Yitav Lev says. But if you don't do tshuva me'ava, but you do tshuva me'ira, and it's and you do it multiple times, so you create a chazaka. It even betrays him, the Havi chazaka, we wanted to say, based on the Rosh. Then kuchui mochem kach tov. Then it becomes kach tov. And he says, that's the pshat in the Yushalmi. That lama, what we blow, tkiyas dem yushav, tkiyas dem umad, right? And we're ma'arvei v'sasatam. So why are we ma'arvei v'sasatam? Dafka the second time. So he says, usually you do tshuva from the shofar as a tshuva meyira, because it's the ema of the shofar. So when the sultan hears the shofar the first time, he he's not so afraid, because it's only tshuva meyira. So he's not afraid. But then, when he hears it the second time, so that's Shuva Meira the second time, so then he's Misarev. Then he says that that's Shuva Meira twice, Shnei Pa'amim, it's like Shuva Me'ava, and then all their Averis are going to be forgiven, and then he feels that then he's going to be out of business, that's going to be the Zman HaGaula. And he says the same thing by Yosef. When he heard twice, what did the brothers say? Ve'yomu isha l'achiv, aval ha'shemi manachnu al'cheinu. Al'chiv ha'shari'inu tzoras nafsho. We feel guilty that he was pleading to us that we didn't have rachmanis. And then the second time he says, manodmar mandaber halokim motza zon avdecha. So that was the second time. And therefore, he can mention the sin, because now the sin becomes like a zchus. And the second time, man Omar, Elokim Matzah is Avon of Decha. Shaper Yochel Amar, Hashem Chatem Osiheina. That's the idea. That Tshuva, and that's the Pshat, that Shomu Yisrael Shabbos Rishona, Lo Shalta Behem Umar Veloshim. Yomolim Sham Yisrael, Shtei Shabbosos Miyad Negolim. So Shtei Shabbosot Tzrichim Lishmor. And that's the idea. Kizot Yadush Shabbos Below Tshuva Shabbos My Mahani. Okay, Rach Shabbos Im Tshuva Moel. Okay, Be'emes Im Oset Tshuva Me'ava Tai B'Shabbos Achas. That's one Chazal. That one Shabbos. I agree with that. But if it's only Tshuva Me'ira, then you need Shtei Shabbosos Miyad Nigolim.
Here we have two Shabbosos, let's hope.
Yeah. So again, the Yisod is that the Ik of Tshuva is permanence. Love your dead, Talumos, Shalo Yoshuv, Lechet Zeh La'olam. And that's why you need Tshuva Me'ava, but that's permanent. But if you do Tshuva Me'ira, so that gets the status of Tshuva Me'ava. Because once it's Tshuva Meir and you do it multiple times, you're creating a chazaka in your hanhaga. And that's the Gavriel B'shtayim. Michoel Ba'achas, Tshuva Me'ava, as the Noda Yehuda says, and Gavriel B'shtayim. And that's Shuva Yisrael, Ki Chashalta Bavonecha, Kru Imachem Shuva L'Hashem, Imu Av Kach Toiv, because that's after the second Tshuva. And Tshuva Me'ava is the highest level, it's not, because it's a real kinyan. When you do something me'ava, it's a real kinyan. Shuvah Meir, it's not a real kinyan. It's only like the Sama Rebbe says, it's only a kinyan peiros. And Reish Lakish Lishitoso, the kinyan peiros lavke kinyan aguf. And then, There's one more thing that said
Rabbi,
from the...
Could Rabbi let Akiva pop us in?
Yeah. And the last thing is the Yismach Moshe. And the Yismach Moshe says there's another thing that even though it's Tshuva Meira, it has the status of Tshuva Me'ava. Page 25 in the bottom. Ikar Tshuva B'Lev HaCharata Zivas HaChet. The Tshuvas HaRabim Ein L'Shayol Arach. Then he continues on. I didn't put the next page in the packet. But he's saying that when the Rabim do Tshuva, when it's the Tshuva of the Tzibur, as a community, they do Tshuva, even though it's Meira, that has a din of Tshuva Me'ava. Just like we said before, Tshuva two times is Tshuva Meira. Tshuva Meira becomes Tshuva Me'ava. The same thing of the Tzibur. When it's Tshuva of the Tzibur. Because when you have a Tzibur, each person is mechazik each other. Each person is mechazik each other. When you're in a community, you have a support system. You have a support system. So then you're not going to go back. Because again, Ava v'yira, the definition is whether it's going to be kavua or ain't a kavua. So Ava is kavua and yira is not. But if it's shnei pa'amim, then even yira. And if it's a betzibor, then even yira. And that's the idea that certain things we know that the din is Tshuva Me'ava is keva, as Sabbat Rebbe says. So he says Achila Saroy on page 32. He quotes the Gemara Psachim, page 32 in the right bottom. Achilas Arai Petur Mina Maisa. If you eat Achilas Arai, temporary, so even if you weren't mafrish, it's okay. But if you're eating it on Shabbos, so Shabbos is Kovas. Shabbos creates a keva. The same thing for Sukkah, the Darkei Moshe says. Even though Achilas Arai is Torah Min HaSukkah, but on Shabbos and Yontif, the Achilas Arai, just like for Meiser, it becomes Keva, for Sukkah it becomes Keva as well. And he says that Tshuva Meira is Arai, but that's on the weekday. But Shabbos, everything you do on Shabbos is Keva.
It's Gaius.
So that's what he says, the Berech Moshe. Call him Shabbos, Shabbos Kilchoso. I feel over of Orozorak, Kedor Onish, Mochlim Lo. So what's the idea? Because when it's on Kedusha Shabbos, makes something Keva. Even Tshuva Meira becomes Ava. So we have Tshuva Meira twice. We have Koach HaRabim, and we have Koach HaShabbos. That's the famous Medrash. Ve'etze Kayin, Lefnei Hashem. Poga Odom Arishon Omolo Manasa Bedilcha Molar Asisi Chuvin is Basharti. He said he did Chuvin Meira. But in Basharti, we made a Pshara. So how did Odom Arishon respond? Miyad Omar Odom Arishon Vomar Mizmoshir Layom HaShabbos. To tell him, Kide Lamdo Ladricho Shesh Bekochulasos Gabi Chuvin Meira Bizdonis Chuyos. If you have Kedusha Shabbos with it. So he says that Kayin says, bumped into Adam Arishon. He says, what happened with your din? He says, I did Tshuva, but I only did Tshuva Meira. And the Adam Arishon says, okay, but now let's Mitzarev Shabbos in it. And he says, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Because something that's on Shabbos is Keva. And that's the idea, Rabosai. That's the idea of Mi'aleh B'har Hashem. As we say this so many times during the Yom Narayim, Mi'aleh B'har Hashem Mi'yakum Mukom Kocho. So we have to realize that, you know, a lot of times we do things, but we get a high, an inspiration, and then we let go. We let go. But Mi'yakum is you have to have a kvius. Either you reach the Madrega of Ava, or even if you don't reach the Madrega of Ava, but you're doing it on a regular basis, or you're doing it with a community. You're part of a tzibur, so you're always going to feel that achrayus to be part of the tzibur, and then it's going to stay with you, even if you didn't reach the Madrega of Ava. Michael Ba'achas, because he realizes the God, Mikokel, he sees the godless Hashem, he has the Ava. Gavriel is the Gevura, is the Yiras HaChet B'Shnayim. But whatever it's be, the idea is to reach the Madrega of Miyokum. That it shouldn't just be Miyale, or Dovar Rai, it should be Miyokum. And that's our goal. That's our goal. To do things on a constant basis. We wake up every morning, we go to shul, so hopefully we reach a Madrega that where we feel a connection. But even in that, we know that's, you know, I think part of the pandemic caused people not to go to shul and not to become part of the tzibur and not to, you know, it's monotic people. And once you become manutok and dismembered from the regular community, then you don't have that kvius. You lose the kvius. And we have to always make sure to be part of a kvius, be part of a community. We know every morning we go to shul, you know, and that was one of the, you know, we're not blaming anyone of what, you know, of what happened and why people were not. But sometimes people, even after things perhaps are more doable to go to shul, but people got into that regilis, not to come. I'm not saying in certain situations maybe, you know, could be justified, but we have to try our best to whatever way we could be, you know, whether you go to an outdoor minyan or something like that, be part of the community, because then it'll be miyokom imkom kocho. Okay, Rabosai, I want to wish everyone, I'll mention everyone's name as we go through the list, but let me wish everyone a good yor, ksiva chasima toiva, and we should, the new year should be inspiration for a new hischadshus and kvius, a new hischadshus and avas atoira, avas ribayni shalolam, and be'ezer Hashem, this should bring us a tshuva me'ava, it should bring us a higher levels, it should bring us a kvius in avodas Hashem. Not just we do it one day, but then we're off for another 2 days. We have a kvius b'avodas Hashem. And be'ezer Hashem, we should hopefully, this year should be a year that has a lot of bracha. You know, there was a lot of turmoil this year. You know, and you know, people feel, you know, complacent. They know, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, is teaching us, as I wrote in the Hakdama to my Sefer from Azriel Kirshner, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, and he's in charge. And we should realize that the way to succeed in Avodas Hashem is through kvius. Either if you can get the Madrega of Ava, you really enjoy, you'll get a kvius. But even if not, you're doing something on a regular basis, you'll have that kvius. And that's the ultimate Madrega, Be'ezer Hashem. I should wish everyone a chesiva chesima tova lanu l'chol Beis Yisrael. Okay, Ezra Hagler, a good yor, and Dr. Presby, a good yor, and Jacob Silberger, a good yor, and Daniel Abbott, a good yor, and Rabbi Levi, a good yor, and Rabbi Yosef Katan, a good yor, Ilan Sasson, a good yor, Rabbi Shlomo Garfinkel, a good yor, Akiva Popper, a good yor, Rabbi Levi, a good yor, Yonah Moisey, a good yor, Moshe Carroll, a good yor, Michael Benololo, good yor, Nathan Bauer, good yor, Rav Avram Levitt, a good yor, and a special Hakaras Hatov to Avram Levitt, because all the packets that we've had in the past months, you know, for years I make my own packets in the library, but now the library is closed for the past 5-6 months. I was not able to allow it in, and without Avram Levitt's help, we wouldn't have the. You see, all the packets that have Avram Levitt's name is because he sent it to me through the Otzah Chochma. Yehuda Shitris, a good yor, and Yair Noller, a good yor, and
I pledged already, but And yeah. I sent in the WhatsApp group, Rebbe, the Yismach Moshe.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And Elon Sassona Gutior.
Can you ask Elon to send me a
package? Carol Gutior, Nathan Barrow Gutior, Avram Levit Gutior, Yonah Moise Gutior, Moshe Carol Gutior, Rav Yishai Samoa Gutior, Rav Yosef Katana Gutior, Yonah Moise Gutior, Moshe Carol Gutior, Daniel Albert Gutior, Rav Shlomo Golfinkin Gutior, Rav Ezra Hesse Gutior, Rav Meir Kessler Gutior, John Horowitz, a good year. Akiva Papa is a good year. Rav Soikol, Kenny Soikol, a good year. And who's the phone? Is that on the?
Good year.
Who's that? And Daniel Albert, a good year. Yosef Katana, a good year. Rav Avram Levitt, Nathan Bauer.
The phone is out.
Jacob Silberger, a good year. And Roy Hertzfeld, a good year. And Ezra Haglund, is anyone? Did I miss anyone? Because the machine.
Yeah, could you ask
and Rav Eric Goldstein is here with me.
Yeah. Elon,
send Eric Goldstein a packet or whatever.
Thank you, Elon.
Okay. Good year, and we should be together. Hopefully, before we know it, we'll hopefully can be together and see each other, and we'll still hopefully maintain the Zoom for those people that are far away that can't come. So we want everyone. We want the newcomers and the oldcomers to be mitzuref as much as we can. The Kiefer Poppers, Ezra Hess, Moshe Carroll, Katie Lonson, Daniel Aber. Okay. Okay, we got everyone? Okay. Okay, Kol Tov, Gut Yor, Kesiva, Chasima, Toiva. And Be'ez Hashem, we continue B'siyata D'Shmaya on Monday in Tzom Gedalia. And we'll have the Shir, the Smicha Shir will be at 10, Be'ez Hashem, and the other Shir will be at 11, Be'ez Hashem.
Next week, the Parsha Shir.
And the Parsha Shir next week will be a regular Parsha Shir. On a Thursday, Parsha Shir and Parsha Hazinu.
All right, thank you.
Be'ez Hashem. Altus.
Chasima v'chasima tov, Rebbe. Thank you.
Thank you. Altus.